Dreamscape presents Sisters in Paradise by Carolyn Brown, narrated by Kristen Price. Chapter 1. Bossy. Nosy. Sassy. Look up any one of those words in a dictionary or on the internet, and Ophelia Simmons was sure that her great-aunt Mary Bernadette's picture would be right there beside the word. Aunt Bernie, as everyone called her, was pint-sized, but was living proof that dynamite came in small packages, and it didn't take old age settling in for her to speak whatever was on her mind. She had owned a bar in Oklahoma for more than 60 years, and everyone who came into Bernie's place had to follow the rules posted on the wall right above the bar, or else she would toss them out on their ear, or a lower part of their anatomy if need be. Rumor had it that she had taken her sawed-off shotgun from under the bar and fired it on more than one occasion to settle rule number one, no fighting in Bernie's place, and that the holes in the ceiling testified that she was serious.
I told you so.
Bernie smiled as she slid into the passenger seat of Ophelia's pickup truck and fastened the seatbelt that Thursday morning. Ophelia grabbed a pair of sunglasses from the console and put them on.
You told me so about what?
Remember back at Christmas when I said that Ursula and Luna would be married before summer was over?
Well, my prophecy is coming true, Bernie answered. I've worked my magic on those two, and now it's time for me to go to use my powers on you and your sister. Tertia should be home tomorrow, and my new prediction is that I'll have both of you in serious relationships in no time.
Hey, now. Ophelia started the engine and drove down the lane to the highway. Luna was already secretly dating Shane when you moved here, so you can't take credit for that. Bernie crossed her arms over her chest.
You can think whatever you want. I know that it was my meddling that put Ursula and Luna right where they are today, and I do not intend to stop working my magic until I'm either dead or else have all you girls back here in Spanish Fort. Nope, that's not right. Not just here in town, but settled down and either in a serious relationship or married. The universe has told me that is why I'm here, and I don't argue with the universe. Or doubt anything it says.
Why? Ophelia was no...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?